your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Reiki Master and host Phyllis Lei Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
Hello, this is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, and Eula Rita Van Kalker from Berlin is with me, and we're having a really interesting time getting this interview together, but hopefully this is our last take. Eula has been a Reiki student for, about 27 years or so, huh? And all that time living in Berlin. She was very involved in her home city, and when I met her was an architect who was trying to figure out a plan for this area in Berlin where Hitler's headquarters were. So she has a lot of very strong opinions and viewpoints, and we'll hopefully get to some of those before this interview is finished. So Eula, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Yeah. And as I said, Eula is a very interesting name, and with her voice, which is a Marlene Dietrich voice, you might not know whether it's a man or a woman speaking, but she's definitely a woman, and definitely a strong woman. So, Eula, can you share with us a bit about how you got into Reiki?
Yes, I'd like to. A friend of mine, Lisa, living in Berlin, just had learned Reiki by Brigitte Müller, and she invited me to get a treatment. So she treated me and was just talking for all the time. And but I was sleepy. I mean, I just got quiet and just had a nice time to just feel something. So I thought, oh, this I have to learn. And then all of a sudden I got this flyer with the official Reiki, and that was from Barbara Ray. I thought, official Reiki? Is there something else? What is it? And then Lisa told me to go to Brigitte. And so I got initiated and felt like in the first initiation I got like this flash. So, and this is it. I had studied so much with energies till that point that I exactly knew what it was. And for me, it was like the real instant experience of the power, and it was an experience of God, sort of
beautiful.
Feeling this energy. And I knew in the second this initiation happened that I would be a Reiki master, and that it would happen. This was it. I found my place. So, and having studied all these energy levels and how to bestimmen, how to know which kind of energy is what, so it was just feeling, so this is it.
So are you speaking about this, what's it called?
Radiesthesy?
Yeah. Radiesthesy is in English, radionics.
Something like that.
Something like this.
Yes.
So Eula used to, still probably, walk around. And if there is a tree, instead of growing straight up, it grows sideways for a while and then grows straight up. What does that indicate to you?
That there was a zone in the earth where this makes trouble to the tree. So the tree tries to go out of the zone. The radiance goes straight up. So the tree tries
to
go
the side.
Out. And then he goes up again. Or if there are different troubles in the earth, or it's cracks or so, then sometimes the tree goes like a spiral in up.
Really?
Yes, you can see
it. Oh, interesting.
Or if you have a tree, only one side is green and the other one is empty. Or it is trunk.
Uh-huh, the trunk.
A trunk, and one side green, the other one is normal. So this
interesting.
Those are signs. And also if there is two
a split in
a
the tree?
A split in the crown.
Uh-huh.
So then, or even deeper, you can say there is something underneath in the earth. And you can often follow, if you just look at the trees, where this earth quake goes. And if you're sensitive, so you also can feel that.
And for yourself.
Yes, my father was.
Uh-huh.
He was a physicist. Physic?
No, wait.
Like Einstein?
Physics. He was a physicist. Physicist.
Professor.
Yeah.
And so he just had those experiences in the war and just had amazing experiences.
Wow. So with this background, how did you feel about Reiki?
It was just it. I just knew this was a power. And also knew I had it before, but it wasn't stable.
Ah. So you had it before, meaning naturally?
Yes.
Natural.
And if lots of people I touched felt like healthy again. And so I knew I had it, but it wasn't stable. I was like exhausted afterwards. I did hands-on.
Right.
Those things. And with Reiki, I just gained this loving energy of Reiki. And I felt stable and not exhausted.
Great.
There was a great difference.
And
at the peace which is going with the energy, just and all things which are coming just naturally up. Like akinness,
understanding, acknowledgement,
insights, lots of insights, like flashes of insights, one after the other. Just came.
Interesting. So I remember though you said something about this being a feeling of God.
Yes.
But then. Later on, when we knew each other, you also had a fight with God.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's always been about this crucifixion.
Crucifixion.
And even if there is a loving God, why had he sent his one son, like Christian people like to say, down to earth so that he's crucified? So, I mean, for what? And so I'm always circling around this theme since I'm a child. I was standing always in front of this cross, and saying, I mean, I can't just relate to the suffering of the Christ. I mean, this can't be that this is the sense of life. It must be something else. But what I now, I mean, then I just studied so many spiritual and different religions and so, and coming back now to Christianity, because so sort of it feels like my roots and there is still something which is saying me, this doesn't, it can't be this way, how it's taught already, or even in this year 100. So I was so angry that I studied religion. I was a theology student, and studied this, and I just asked the professor, he said, you're only resurrected through being baptized. And I said, just said no. This can't be. All the other people which are not baptized, they are also children of God. So, and then he said, oh yes, I know. Then you will wonder if we have a definition of God. And that is it. No. I don't want to go into that. And I only said, yes, I can believe that. But this is not my way of believing.
So do you feel like you have a problem with God, or you have a problem with religion?
With the religion, the definitions, and the interpretation of those texts.
Uh-huh.
What is written.
Uh-huh.
And what I believe is that every people has his own experience of God.
Uh-huh.
And also his own interpretation.
Uh-huh.
And what only makes sense for me is that there is this loving force which is just there. And I only can have a belief if I have an experience. And for me, this is the key for Reiki. It gives me an experience of the power of God, or of this loving care, which is there and there and there. It just don't leave me. And if I have this experience, it's still there.
Uh-huh.
If I lay hands on. So then I can just breathe in and say, oh, believe what you want. I just feel this energy, and just this gives me peace, and this is something what I really wish to others. And what makes me sad is that so many religions have forgotten how to teach to experience the power and love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Reiki is not a religion, but it is religio, which guides back to the very essence of life and the love of God.
Uh-huh. Well, another colleague of ours used to say that it comes from the Latin meaning to reconnect.
Right, yes, I meant that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, religio.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And perhaps is really the true essence of what religion is supposed to also offer us. Is
right.
That true? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes. Great. Well, we'll be back with Yulia and Rita Van Kalker in just a few minutes. Seconds, I should say. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Are you tired of carrying a heavy wooden massage table around? Is your back sore? Or do you have imprints of cables and braces on your kneecaps after sitting and giving a Reiki treatment? Try a lightweight Astrolite massage table for maximum comfort. Contact us, Paul or Upasana, at www.portablemassagetables.com. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Forimoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I have with me today Yulia Irina Van Kalker, and she lives in Berlin. And one of her great missions when you were initiated as a Reiki master, I remember, was to go into East Berlin and teach there. And I know that at the time it was actually forbidden. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So how did that happen? How did you get into East Berlin?
When I was this Reiki master, I just knew this would happen. So this woman came into my class who was from the East and just came over and now lived in the West, Berlin. And but she had her parents living in East Berlin.
Uh-huh.
So she said, Yulia, you need to go there. They need it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, so just do something. So then they had these secret phone calls. They used some phrases like, oh, Mama, I have here this, I met the aunt so-and-so, and she wants to visit. Is that possible? And they would say yes. And so there have been secret keys in those phone calls because the people are abgehört, like the phones are controlled by government,
uh-huh,
the Stasi.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So there was all this click, click. And you could hear somebody else would be in the line, the phone line. So finally they got me to come. They had peoples who were interested, and it was like this drumming.
Oh, tom-tom drumming.
Yes,
yeah.
It just went through East Berlin, and people just came. So we had this first little class somewhere in the garden from somebody, and in at a gray, very gray afternoon, I went over the border and they asked me, what are you going for? And I said, oh, I want to visit my aunt. And what is this? I had the pictures of the masters. Sui Hayashi, Phyllis and Takata.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said, these are friends of mine. And I just... I just have these pictures, and I have to send those pictures to my friend. So I had this envelope and just written everything on it. And I forgot to put it into the brief.
Into the mailbox.
Into the mailbox. And then I said, okay, so I could pass. After they just controlled everything. Oh, then he asked, what do you want to do with the aunt? I said, I want to just to look at this beautiful architecture. And said, why? I said, and I said, oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, I'm an architect and I just want to see it. And he said, why? And I said, yes, didn't know what to say, and he was just standing there and being very nervous and making me nervous. I says, oh, I heard about it, the dome, and I was, that second I was just blank, I didn't know what to say, what I wanted to see. Then finally it came out that I wanted to see the dome and the university and Unter den Linden and so on.
Uh-huh.
That was something. So and then they said, okay, you can pass. So on the other side there was standing this woman, and they knew I was going with my Mercedes that time, and they just
waved,
and so I knew these two would be the ones. They had this little trabi, and then they were driving in front of me,
uh-huh.
And I would follow. And it was amazing. On both sides, Stacheldraht, like this.
Barbed wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even over the head, and then the hemel gray, yellow, dark, and raining.
The skies are gray.
Yes, everything. It was horrible. I said, oh, dear God, if you want me to do this, do it. So I just followed, and then I had to go into this little garage. Nobody was out there. But I thought, okay, better they don't see my Mercedes there. And all the people then came in. And those have been art students and artists.
Uh-huh.
And they were the most free people. And they started, mm-hmm. even then, the breaking down the mm-hmm. wall. And so then I was there, and I had a strong feeling there is one person of the Stasi there.
Which is the police.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I just knew it. So in my inside myself, I said, okay, it's good. And if I'm just going to prison,
you'll be teaching Reiki in prison.
Right.
Good idea.
So I was not afraid. I there was also this fear about the people,
uh-huh.
that they don't get something, because it was forbidden to move, to even meet,
uh-huh.
with a few people. And then they would call it a conspirative Versammlung.
Yeah, a conspiracy. Yeah.
Yes. So then I just took my words very carefully, and so this one person even outed herself when the wall came down later.
Huh.
You met that person.
Uh-huh.
And so the class was not over. I mean, it was just over, and the next line just stand in front of this little house where this was happening, the class. Yeah, that was something.
I don't really understand what you just said.
Oh.
So the class was... So you finished the class.
I finished the class, and then there have been the people coming in and standing in front of the house,
uh-huh.
and just wanted me to even more teach.
Ah, to teach them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, just so now it's over, I have to go back. So...
So did you have to go in every day?
Every day, in and out. And so each time, and I was passing the border, which had been two borders, the
right.
west to east, and then the east to east.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go back, and then sometimes they just would just...
Tear apart everything?
Right, right. And should searching something. So this was really interesting, and every time I would go, in the especially the first time, I would call the World Crisis Line of Reiki, and I knew everybody would just be with me the whole power
uh-huh.
of Reiki. So I was also sure I couldn't do this. This was just the work of God. I'm just doing what he needs to do. So I did.
Interesting.
Yeah. So and then it just spread and spread and spread secretly. And there was this other class. Sometimes we had to move during the class, like in the middle of the class. One day we had to move and go to another house, and then being there, and the classes have been big. And I said, no, you can't do this longer. You need to have a safe space that you are safe. So I asked them to go to church and ask if the church could be a free room for them to meet, and so it was.
Interesting. So what do you mean by big?
I mean big for me was 50 people.
50? Like 5-0?
5-0.
Wow.
Yes.
But that was a lot of people to meet together in those days.
And doing all these initiations.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, this was really something.
Yeah. So how many years did you do this for?
Wait a minute. 2 years.
2 years.
2 years, and then the people, those people, who, lots of artists have been in the classes. They have been the main people who were encouraged enough to lead those demonstrations, and we want the wall to come down. And so. And so then the whole situation just got more and more
to a point.
And then Gorbachev was coming. And then there would be very dangerous situations, because some families were split. One was on this side, and the other one was on that side, political spoken. And then they would just stand there in front with guns. And it was a situation where they were be afraid that the whole situation of China would just happen, where this...
where people would just be shot down.
So that was, I mean, that was really very, very heavy for me to carry, because the people just screamed at me and say, you are in the West and you leave us here, and we are afraid of the situation. What can you do in this? I was just so...
So were these the Reiki people or just the people on the street?
Reiki people.
Oh, wow.
The Reiki people just came and said that. So it's going every day there, and I felt so like I would just
Why? Why? To be sick?
Yes. It was so horrible to hear those stories, like this one woman from Magdeburg was coming to Berlin, and she was in this big demonstration, and a panzer was going by and just picked her up and threw her into this Lastwagen, so this this car,
big truck,
yes, and they would just go into the woods, and have this little house, and those people have been tortured, and finally somebody of those torturing people was asking her who she was, and she was the daughter of like a high political person. So he immediately let her fall and just throw her out into the woods, and she was just
crawling through the woods,
till finally a person found her and brought her to the doctor, and she was so shocked, and she was also one of those persons screaming at me. And I told them, you know, you have Reiki. And in this situation, the whole world of Reiki students would send Reiki in this situation. They knew I am here. The grandmaster knew it, and all those other masters. And to different times around the world, they are sending Reiki to the situation, because they know in which situation you are. I'm calling the Phyllis and the master to record to them what is happening here.
Okay, we're going to have to end this particular segment because we need to have a station break. Yes. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Awakened Media for a Transforming World. Seventh Wave Network.
Reiki treatments can be done almost anywhere. On the floor, on a bed, or even on the dining room table. But I certainly prefer giving and receiving treatments on my comfortable, lightweight Astrolite massage table. Contact us for more information at www.portablemassagetables.com. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Marissa, are you ready yet? I know you can hear me. You are not missing school again. Marissa! You trying to be a nobody or something? Let's go! All right then. Hit it. I know you can hear this. Hey guys, move closer. That's it. Girl, I am not leaving.
Hey. Whatever it takes, don't let your friends drop out. A real friend can make all the difference.
Cut that noise, yo! I'm coming!
Took you long enough. Thanks for the help, guys.
For more ways to help, go to OperationGraduation.com. A public service message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office, Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing, broadcast each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm here with Yula Irina Van Kalka, and she's just telling us about the atmosphere in East Berlin just before the wall came down. And Yula, I also remember going to a meeting there where the people were very thankful for Reiki and felt like what they had found was a way to be free without being physically free. And I'm just wondering about these two sides that I heard. One, what you were talking about feeling abused by the students there, and then these other people who felt like Reiki was a huge gift for them. Was there both going on?
Both, yes.
Both going on,
Yes. There have been those people who have been angry about the physical situation, that they couldn't leave
Uh-huh. Well, of course.
If they wanted to. Uh-huh. And then the others who just felt this being free. And I got this feedback often, very often. Mm. And they haven't been free even in the own living situation with their friends and so, because one wouldn't trust the other one because there could be a Stasi person.
Uh-huh.
They could have changed into a Stasi person, which would just telling everything to the Stasi.
Uh-huh. So then this magical sort of thing happened where the wall started to be crumbled. I mean, that the wall broke down.
Yes.
And I remember this day because I was in Germany. I was in Hamburg, outside of Hamburg, doing a workshop. And you were supposed to be at the workshop, but you never showed up. And the next morning you called and told me that you were at the wall and that you had been at the wall. That was before mobile phones. And that the wall was open. That was really an incredible situation.
Yeah,
huh?
I remember it was at night I called you.
Uh-huh.
At night.
Oh, right, in the middle.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I called Norma Jean Young also.
Yeah.
Just telling that.
Mm. Yeah. So what was that like?
I mean, it was one of the most amazing happenings. I was just blown away. I was at home, sitting in front of the TV, doing some things, and all of a sudden this person said, oh, the wall would be open. I said, no, this can't happen. I called my friend Peter, and so Jim, and said, Peter, the wall is open. And he said, Yula, don't make kiddings about that. I said, Peter, the wall is open. And he said, what? The wall is open? Let's go. So I drove with 90 kilometers per hour through Berlin. Every light was just going to green. So I had the free. It was picked up Peter. And then we went to the wall, and there have been all these people on the wall.
Uh-huh.
They just climbed up, and everybody would just
lift each
other
in. Yeah.
And I had this leather coat, and all my just
all your buttons
just go off, and then I would be on the wall, and so I could see all these people on the wall, and people who just came out of the theater with the black and beautiful dressed, and women in evening robes, and they had these big
suitcases?
Orange cases. They just transported oranges up to the wall and down and into the east, and cases.
The people who were in evening dresses?
Right. And I mean, it was outrageous.
Uh-huh.
And all these people just coming in, and on the, and there was this row of the police just standing there, no movement. They're having their guns. And the people just came down the wall to the east. Lots of people, so me too. And very slowly, like in slow motions, we moved towards those
guards
with the engines.
The guns.
Yes. And this one man who was very forward, he had this rose, and he would just take the gun and lift it and just put the rose into this...
The muzzle of the gun.
Yeah, it's...
Wow.
So then all of the soldiers just let the guns down, and so we moved. And the first time after when I was very young, I moved through the Brandenburger Tor and met on the other side one of my students, was just Regina, you know her, and she just cried and was afraid that we would be shut next moment.
Uh-huh.
And I said, nothing will happen, every blessing is with you, the whole Reiki community just is here.
Uh-huh.
And then we would go and we pass the Charité, which is the hospital, the very famous Charité. And one person, everything was dark, and one person would look out of a window, and I said, the wall is open. And she said, no. What? I said, the wall is open. And then she said, the wall is open. And open, bing, 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 bing. All the lights would go on, and all the patients would look out of it. The wall is open. Yes. And then
things just escalated. Yes. It was amazing, huh?
It was such amazing. It was amazing. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was an amazing time, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there have so many scenes in that night, which uh-huh. have been so moving. There was this old woman, and she was so... there was this point when nobody could go further. So all of a sudden, the soldiers standing there again with their guns.
Uh-huh.
And this woman just ran into those people, those soldiers, and was screaming, I wanted to see my daughter. She's over there on the next barrier.
Uh-huh.
And she's there. I want to see my daughter. I want to see my daughter. You can do this. You can do this. And all the people just started screaming at those soldiers. And they would just didn't know what to do. You know, the scene was in the TV
uh-huh.
too. Oh, God. I mean, this was really something. And then different barriers just opened again, and then the cars came, and all the trubbies just go to Whisperlin, and
uh-huh.
and there was this hello, and boom, 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 and everybody
horns beeping, and everything.
It was amazing.
Wow, amazing!
It was amazing, yes, and everything was just open to the
uh-huh.
people and welcome
uh-huh.
them, and so that's really moving.
So now, it's been how many years? A long time, right?
Yes, 15 years or so? No,
yeah.
89, right.
89? 89, 20 years. Yeah, 20
years.
Isn't that amazing?
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And so much was done
uh-huh.
there in the East.
Yeah.
The houses have been great. I mean, it's a very different feeling now.
Very
to go.
Different feeling, yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah. So how about the people, are you in contact still with the people who had Reiki in East Berlin? Any of them?
With some. Actually, one is an artist, Christine Hilscher and Dietrich Jacobs, which have been at this gathering, the first East-West gathering
uh-huh.
in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
You have been
yeah.
there because
uh-huh.
I was ill. And they are still dear friends to us, and
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
So after all this excitement, mm-hmm. you have had some of your own challenges with Reiki, and you've been using Reiki in and out of all your physical challenges.
I was always using Reiki.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even though I could not, because it was so not doing anything, could not do anything except just having my hands on my body somewhere, I got treatments.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
And it just brought me to the point that I'm not like caught up by the pain, but I was still being master in my own house.
Uh-huh. So we'll be back with Eula in just a few moments. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
The law of attraction is very much in today's public awareness. In reality, it is not a new concept. Join Liana Carbone for Living Wisdom, the Art of Shamanism and Spirituality. Discover the roots of the law of attraction and go beyond its theories to manifest a life of balance and prosperity. Living Wisdom can be heard each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Come join us to dream, learn, and heal.
Reiki practitioners everywhere prefer Astrolite massage tables because of optimum portability, leg clearance, easy setup, comfort, and quality. For 15 years, Rampa Enterprises, previously Magic Flute, has been shipping tables around the world to the global Reiki community.
Why wait any longer to get yours? Contact us now through our website at www.portablemassagetables.com and we'll help you select just the right table to fit your needs. Astrolite, the table of a lifetime.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm here with Yulia Irina, and she's been reminding me of how dynamic the time was in the late 1980s and early 1990s here in Germany. And this was a time when I spent a lot of time in Germany. So it was an amazing place to be. Definitely a turning point of all history, actually, not only in Europe, but in the world. I used to think of the Berlin Wall as being a great metaphor for us as human beings, but also for our society. So now, Yula, I know that you're working on a project that you're very passionate about, obviously, and this project is about really... seems like bringing a message of peace, which I would call ecumenical, which means not of religion, but across everything. How are you going to bring this message, Yula?
I want to write a book, and the title would be Burning Questions.
Uh-huh. Why Burning Questions?
Because I think that there are lots of people out there, not even me, just me, who have those burning questions about the essence of life, the essence of religions, and how to have peace, finally, in this world.
Mm-hmm.
How I experience this world is that lots of wars have based on how religious life is, or how religion is interpreted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so what I could do, I would love to do. And I thought a book could be a way to have people think.
Uh-huh. And what do you want them to think about?
Good question. I would love to have them think about if what they are believing, if this comes out of their own experience which they have with God, or if something had said this is so and so and so and so.
Uh-huh.
And what are we believing?
Uh-huh. So are you trying to break down... Well, let me put it another way. in Reiki, we seem to believe because we have had an experience.
Right.
And is that what you're sort of intimating or trying to lead people to do in their own religious beliefs, is to be able to have the experience and then
right.
form their own perspective?
Yes, to guide them through questions to what is their inner knowledge, which is really true for them and all their cells and thoughts and everything. Well, there's only yes. So it is, and this is my peace, and this is connected to the peace of your...
So what does peace mean to you?
Good question. Just feeling I'm whole.
Feeling you're whole. That's beautiful.
Feeling there is something with me which can't be hurt, which can't die, which is just there in every second of my life.
So you've had quite a few physical challenges in the last few years.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, has this passion of yours come from, do you think, being faced with your possible death and a lot of pain in the last few years? Does that have anything to do with where you are now? In trying to give the message of peace?
Maybe me being physically not that healthy how I would love to be, and having the possibility that I could be instantly be dead because of heart and disease and so on. I just have this feeling I have to say something or to do something which makes sense to more than me.
Beautiful. Beautifully said.
And I would just love to do something for the world. It's not necessary that I do it. I want to be in the space of being just free to give my input and just let it work. And if it should be, it will be. And so what I can do for that, I'm willing to do. And maybe this is my written part of Reiki in a very different way for questions and so on, coming from my experience with Reiki and having answers for those kind of burning questions, or having other people also say something which is important for more people than me.
So in your times of thinking about your message, but also in your times of being physically ill, have you do you feel like you've become closer to God?
No.
If that's possible?
I get insights, you know? Like when I was having the stroke, I felt, I had this feeling that I was thought. I mean, thoughts just... It was thinking inside of me. And it was so clear because I couldn't, on one point, I couldn't articulate myself. And then if my thoughts turned around God, how they, in a very big part, do, then I can speak. And if I have to do something which I never did, like an interview or so. And then I get confused and just have difficulties to articulate myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I had the stroke, I was even able to talk about Reiki and about God.
Huh.
Even in another language.
Wow.
And that for me was just a simple, wow, this is really great, yes.
So you really had an experience of being a lot more than what you thought you were.
Yes.
Wow, beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. So you still continue to do Reiki?
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful.
I just thought about this during the walk coming down, you had this group there.
Uh-huh.
And you had every person doing a swore, sort of. And when you was on the row, how I remember you told me, you did your own thing, and then you did something for me instead of me. And you said, Yulu, is there now, when the wall comes down, and may Yulu be there where walls need to come down.
Uh-huh.
And my feeling is that those burning questions are a wall.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't imagine that in this time in Ireland, Catholics and Protestants still are fighting.
Uh-huh.
I mean, from this outrageous.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, these walls are definitely up in other places. And
yes.
Let's just hold this thought and create the place inside where this can change. I think
yes.
It can. Yeah.
Yes, I believe this.
Uh-huh.
I have so good feelings also about reading the Quran, and so I think there are only these little misunderstandings which makes things so outrageously for people that they just start fighting.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much, Yula, for this time.
You're welcome. I thank you.
Yeah. Yes. You're welcome. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover how you can find balance from within.